Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Deot Perek Vav. In this perek, the Rambam continues the general topic of Hilchot Deot, that is, maintaining a proper character and spiritual personality, but the applications now move away from the mitzvah of V'halachta Bidrachav, following in God's ways, to other mitzvot relating to how a person should and shouldn't feel, and how he should act in a way which will be beneficial to his character and to that of his fellow man. Altogether, we will learn 7 new mitzvot in this perek, which is the most we've encountered so far in a single perek of the Mishneh Torah. Halacha Aleph. Derech b'riyato shel adam, liot nimshach b'deotav uv'masav achar re'av v'chaverav, v'noheg b'minhag anshei medinato. It's part of human nature for a person to be drawn after his friends and the people who live near him, both with respect to character traits and with respect to his actions. It should be noted the Rambam says here, Medinato, which in modern Hebrew would mean his country, but the Rambam seems to be referring here to what we would call a city, locale. Lefichach tzarich adam litchaber latzadikim v'leshev etzel hachachamim tamid kidei sheilmad maaseihem. V'itrachek min harasha'im ha'olchim b'choshech kidei shelo yilmad maaseihem. Hu sheshlomo omer, holech et chachamim yechkam v'ro'eh chisidim yeroa, v'omer ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach b'tzat rasha'im. Therefore, a person needs to attach himself, to become friendly with tzadikim, to sit with chachamim in order to learn from their actions, and to stay away from rasha'im in order not to learn from their actions. And the Rambam quotes a pasuk from Mishle and a pasuk from Tehillim, which both reflect this idea. V'chinim haya b'mdina shemin hagoteha ra'im, v'ein anasheha holchim b'derech yishara, ilech l'makom shanashav tzadikim v'nogim b'derech tovim. And if he finds himself in a city, some location, where people do not act the proper way, then he should go somewhere where there are tzadikim and people do act the proper way. V'mayu kolam medinot shu yode'an v'shomea shmuatan no'agin b'derech lo tova, kemo zmanenu, o she'eno yechol aleich l'mdina shemin hagoteha tovim mipnei hagayasot o mipnei acholi, yeshev levado yichidi kinyan shenemar yeshev adada v'yidom. If everywhere that a person knows about, the people also don't go in the proper way, the Rambam says, like in our day, referring to his own day, and I would imagine even more so he would feel in our own day. Or if he cannot go to a better place because the roads are dangerous or because he's sick and cannot move that much, then he should live alone, live by himself, like the pasuk in Eicha, Yeshev Badad V'idom, he should sit by himself and be silent. V'im hayu ra'im v'chata'im she'ein manichim oto le'shev b'amdina, ela im kein, nit'arev imahen v'nahag b'minagan hara, yeitse la'marot v'lachavachim v'lamidbarot v'al yanhig atzmo b'derech chata'im, hinyan shenemar mi'itneni v'amidbar melon orchim v'chulei. And if the people around him are such sinners that they won't let him sit by himself, they force him to be part of their sins, then he has to go out to the desert, to the caves, and live somewhere in seclusion, and not associate with these sinners. And he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah that we read in the Haftorah of Tisha B'Av, that if need be, I'll go out and live in the desert. Halacha Bet. Mitzvat asei lidabek b'chachamim kedei lelmod b'maseihem, shnemar uvo tidbak. V'chi afshar l'adam lidabek b'ashchina, ela kach amru chachamim b'firush mitzvah zo, hidabek b'chachamim v'talmideihem. Here we reach the first mitzvah of this perek, which is the mitzvah to associate with, or literally to attach oneself, to chachamim in order to learn from their good actions. The pasuk says, uvo tidbak, literally one should attach himself to God. And Chazal asks, can a person really attach himself to the Shechina? That's impossible. Rather, what the pasuk means is to attach oneself to chachamim, talmidei chachamim, in order to learn from their actions. Lefichach tzarich adam nishtadel shi'isa ba talmid chachamim, v'yasi bito letalmid chachamim, v'lechov lishtot im talmidei chachamim, v'lasot pragmati letalmidei chachamim, v'litchaber lehem b'chol minei chibur, shnamar u'ledov kabo, v'kach tzivu chachamim v'amru, v'hevei mitabek v'afar regleihem, v'shoteh batzama et divrehem. Therefore, a person must try to marry the daughter of a talmid chacham, to marry off his own daughter to a talmid chacham, to eat and drink with the Talmid Chachamim, to do business with the Talmid Chachamim, and to associate with them in any way that he can. The Rambam in this context quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid, that one should sit at the feet on the floor next to Talmid Chachamim in order to hear what they have to say and drink their words with a great thirst. Halacha Gimel. mitzvah al kol adam lehov et kol echad vechad misrael kigufo shnemar ve'avta l'reecha kamocha v'ichach tzarich lesaper b'shivcho v'lachus al mamono kmo shuchas al mamon atzmo v'rotze b'chvod atzmo v'amitkabed b'klon chaviro ein lo chelek l'olam haba. This is the second mitzvah of this perek. A person is commanded to love every other Jew like himself, as the pasuk says, ve'avta l'reecha kamocha. Therefore, a person must speak nicely about his fellow Jew, care about his property like he cares about his own property, and desire honor for his fellow Jew like he desires honor for himself. Anyone who gains honor at the expense of his friend through demeaning or shaming his friend, that person has no share in Olam Haba. The Ramban al Torah on this pasuk of Ve'avta l'Recha Kamocha refers to this pasuk as a haflaga, as something of an exaggeration, that it can't be that a person would literally love a fellow man as he loves himself. The Ramban explains the pasuk as meaning that a person should not be jealous of his fellow Jew. If someone sees his fellow Jew achieving his own level in some regard, be it in wealth, in wisdom, in some other, in honor, or in some other kind of achievement, then he should not be jealous of that. But in the Rambam, it really sounds like this is a positive command, that one should really love a fellow Jew as he loves himself, however difficult that might sound. Halacha Dalet. Ahavat ha-ger sheba v'nichnas tachat kanfei ha-shechina, shtei mitzvot asei. Achat b'mnei shehu b'chlal re'im, v'achat b'mnei shehu ger, v'atora amra v'avtem et ha-ger. Tziva al ahavat ha-ger, kemo shetziva al ahavat shemo, shenamar v'avta at Hashem lokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmo ohev gerim, shenamar ve'ohev ger. This is the third mitzvah of this perek, which is loving the ger, the convert to Judaism. There's really two mitzvot to love a ger. One, the same mitzvah that we just read before, of loving your fellow Jew, because a ger is also a Jew. But in addition, there's a special mitzvah to love the ger by virtue of his having left his former religion and joined the Jewish people. The Rambam emphasizes that God cares so much about the ger that he commanded specifically that we love him, like we're supposed to love God himself, and God himself loves the ger, as another pasuk specifically refers to God as ohev ger. Halacha hei, kol asoneach al Yisrael bilibo avar b'lo tase, shenemar lo tisnat achicha b'levavecha, ve'en lo kin alav zeh lefi she'en bo maaseh, ve'lo hizira Torah ela al sinah shebalev, aval hamaked chavero v'hamecharefet chavero, av api she'eno rashai, eino over mishum lo tisna. Anyone who hates a fellow Jew in his heart is in violation of a lo taseh. This is the fourth mitzvah of this perek, the mitzvah of lo tisnat achicha b'levavecha, do not hate your fellow Jew in your heart. There is no malkot on this prohibition because it doesn't involve any action. That's the general principle, that for a prohibition without any action, there cannot be any punishment of malkot. And the Rama adds a very important point here. The avera is only to hate someone in your heart, to hit someone and to curse him when you're upset at him. So that's certainly not permitted. There are other averot involved in that, but you're not in violation of this avera. This avera is specifically to harbor a hatred against your fellow man in your heart, which can be very destructive because of that pent-up feeling that you're not able to express. We'll see in a moment how you are supposed to express that feeling of unhappiness towards a fellow Jew. Halacha vav, kishiyechata ish li'ish lo yistemenu v'yishtok, kemo shenemar barishaim, v'lo diber avshalom im amnon l'meira v'atov, kisanei avshalom et amnon. When one person sins to another, the aggrieved party should not simply harbor a grudge against the person who sinned against him. That's exactly what the wicked people do. And the Rama brings here the pasuk of Avshalom. Avshalom and Amnon were half-brothers, both sons of David HaMelech from different mothers. And Amnon raped Tamar, who was Avshalom's full sister and his own half-sister. And Avshalom, in response, hated Amnon. And didn't say anything, just hated him, and his revenge would come much later in a very destructive manner. Ela mitzvah alav lehodiyo v'lomar lo, lama asita li kach v'kach, v'lama chatata li bedvar ploni, shenamar hocheach tochiach et amitecha. This is now the fifth mitzvah of this perek, which is that when a person sins against you, you are obligated to speak to him and say, why did you do this to me? Why did you sin against me in this way? And this is the pasuk of hocheach tochiach et amitecha. You should rebuke your friend, admonish him when he did something wrong to you. V'im chazar b'kesh menu limcholo, tzarich limchol. V'lo yeh mochel achzari, shenemar v'itpalel Avraham el ha'elokim v'chulei. If the person accepts the rebuke and requests forgiveness, then you, the aggrieved party, have to forgive him. And you should not be cruel and not forgive him. as we see the example of Avraham with Avimelech, who took Sarah and slept with her. When he returned her to Avraham, Avraham accepted his apology and prayed on his behalf for Hashem to cure him from the diseases with which he and his household had been afflicted since he took Sarah. Halacha Zayin, Ha'orech Avero Shechata O Shehu Holech B'derech Lo Tova Mitzvah Lachzir Od Mutav V'Lahodiyo Shu Chote Al Atzmo V'Asav Haraim Shnemar Hochiach Tochiach Et Amitecha. Within this same mitzvah of Hochiach Tochiach, of rebuke and admonition, there is a second track. The first track is to tell someone when he sinned against you. But the second track is when someone sees a Jew sinning in anything, he is obligated to tell him, that's a sin, you're not supposed to do that. Here the poskim adds some very important points about how to do this mitzvah of tochacha, which is a very, very difficult and sensitive mitzvah to do. First of all, it's only relevant if the person doing the avera might listen to you. If you know for a fact that he's not going to listen to you, then it's better not to tell him. We have a principle, mutav shu shogin va'al yu mizidin. Better for a person to do an avera unknowingly than to do it knowingly. So if he's not going to listen to you, then it's better not to tell him. That, however, is in reference to mitzvot that are not mufurash in the Torah. But a mitzvah which is explicit in the Torah that you're not allowed to do, and you see someone doing it, then even if he's not going to listen to you, you're still obligated to tell him. The reason is that we have a principle, kol Yisrael ayrevim zeh bazeh, all Jews are responsible for one another. When someone does an avera, which is explicit in the Torah, it's as if I'm doing that avera as well. And so by telling him not to do it, I relieve myself of that responsibility. However, all of this, the entire mitzvah of tochacha, is really only relevant for a Jew who is in general shomer mitzvot and is doing an avera now nonetheless. If someone is completely non-observant and doesn't live at all within the framework of Torah mitzvot, then tochacha is quite clearly meaningless and this whole mitzvah doesn't apply.
Hamochiach et chaviro, bein bidvarim shebeino leveino, bein bidvarim shebeino leveino makom, tzirich lochicho beino levein atzmo, vidaber lo benachat uvelashon raka, viodio sheino omer lo el tovato, velavio lechaye olam haba.
In either of these two tracks of the mitzvah of rebuke, the mitzvah is to rebuke him privately, and to speak to him softly, in a gentle manner, and to explain to him that you're doing this for his own good, that he be able to get olam haba. Im kivel menu mutav, v'im lav yochiach pam shnia u'shlishit, v'chein tamid chayav lochiach, ad she'akeu achotev yomar lo eini shomea, v'chol shevsher v'yado limchot v'ino mamacheh, hu nitpas b'avon elu kulam shevsher lo limchot bahen. If the sinner accepts the rebuke, that's great. But if not, then there's an obligation to continue rebuking him a second and a third time, over and over, until he reacts very negatively, until he hits you or tells you, I'm not listening to you. Anyone who is able to rebuke and doesn't do so is considered a partner in the sin of the person sinning. So whenever you can do this mitzvah, it's very important to do so. Though, as we said, it's a very sensitive one, and one has to be careful to do it in the proper manner.
Halacha chet. Hamochiach et chaviro tchila, lo yidaber lo kashot ad shiach limenu, shnemar velo tisa alav chet.
It's very important when rebuking a person not to speak to him in a harsh manner that can end up embarrassing him.
Kach amru chachamim, yachol at mochicho fanav mishtanot, tamud omar velo tisa alav chet, mikan shasru la'adam lachlim et Yisrael v'chol shekein barabim.
The pasuk of rebuke, hochiach tochiach et amitecha, goes on to say, velo tisa alav chet. Now, that might be understood to mean what the Rambam said earlier, that you have to rebuke him so that you are not considered a partner in his sin. But in addition, Chazal understood that it means be careful when you rebuke him not to embarrass him, because otherwise you'll be sinning in the process of rebuking him. And this, in fact, is the sixth mitzvah in this perek, which is not to embarrass someone.
Af al pi shamachlim et chaviro eino loke, avon gadol hu, kach amru chachamim hamalbin pnei chaviro berabim, eino chelek laolam haba.
Even though one who embarrasses someone else does not get malkot, because here also it doesn't involve an action, but only words, it's nonetheless a terrible sin. And Chazal said that anyone who embarrasses someone else, causes him to go white, he has no share in Olam Haba.
That again is from Pirkei Avot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph.
לפיכך צריך אדם להיזהר בדבר הזה, שלא יבייש חברו ברבים, בין קטון בין גדול, ולא יקרא לו בשם שהוא בוש ממנו, ולא יספר לפניו דבר שהוא בוש ממנו.
And therefore a person must be very careful not to embarrass someone else in public, whether he's a child or an adult. He shouldn't call him a name which he's embarrassed by.
And he shouldn't say in his presence
presence anything about him which would embarrass him. What we just said about not embarrassing someone when rebuking him, all that applies to transgressions which are ben adam l'chavero, between people. But when someone does an avera bein adam l'makom in public and does not listen to rebuke when it's told to him in private, then we have to embarrass him. Someone who is mechal Shabbos, someone who doesn't keep kosher, and he knows that this is an avera, and other people can learn from him, and he does this in public, then we are obligated to rebuke him in public and to embarrass him. And this, in fact, is exactly what the Nevi'im did. The Nevi'im would speak to Jews in public, say terrible things to them, embarrass them in order to bring them back on the proper path. This should be emphasized. This all pertains to someone who violates an avera in public. We have to rebuke him in public in order to prevent a chil Hashem. Someone who violates averos privately needs to be rebuked, but that too should be done in private. Halacha Tet. Mi shechata alav chavero, v'lo ratza lo chicho, v'lo daber lo klum mipnei shaya chote hediot biyoter, o shaita dato mishubeshet, u'machal lo b'libo, v'lo setamo, v'lo chicho, harei zo midat chasidut, lo ikpida Torah, ela al hamastema. The Rambam here adds another very important point. This mitzvah of rebuke, when someone sins against you, the first track of the mitzvah of rebuke, that's only when it really bothers you, when you won't be able to forgive this person unless he knows that he sins against you and asks for forgiveness. But if you're willing to just put it aside and you're not bothered by what this person did to you, then you can just let it go. And you don't have to rebuke him at all. That the Rambam calls a midat chasidut, because the Torah is only insistent that a person not harbor hatred in his heart against a fellow Jew, but if he wants to just let it pass, he's allowed to do that. Halacha Yud. Chayav adam lizaher bitomim va'amanot, mipnei shenafshan shefala limod v'ruchan nemucha, af al pi shein ba'alei mamon. Afilu almanato shel melech v'itomav shel melech muzarin anu alehen, shenamar kol almana v'yatom lo ta'anun. We get now to the seventh and last mitzvah of this perek, which is the prohibition against causing pain to an orphan or a widow. They are especially sensitive, especially vulnerable, and even an orphan or widow who is very wealthy, even the widow of a king, even the orphans of a king, we are obligated not to cause them to suffer in any way. V'heach no'gini mahem, lo yidaber lehem ela rakot, v'lo yinhag behem ela minhag kavod, v'lo yachiv gufan bavoda, v'lo liban bidvarim, v'yachus al mamonam yater mimamonu atzmo. How should we act with them? We have to be careful to speak only gently with them, to act with them only in an honorable fashion, not to hurt them, not to hurt their bodies, not to hurt their souls with unkind words, and to be careful about their property the way we'd be careful about our own property. Kol hamaknitan o hichisan o hichiv liban o radabahen o ibed mamunam, harei ze over below taasei. V'chol shikein hamakeh otan o hamakalan. V'lav ze alpi she'en lo kinalav, harei onshom mufurash batorah, v'chara api v'arakti atchem v'charev. Anyone who annoys or angers or hurts or upsets an orphan or a widow, or who forces them to work hard, or who makes them lose their money, this person is in violation of a lo taaseh. Certainly, anyone who hits them or curses them. The Rambam says that on this avera there is no malkot, but the punishment is explicit in the Torah that Hashem says that anyone who acts this way to a orphan or widow, v'chara api v'arkiyatchem macharev, I will get angry, Hashem says. I will kill the guilty party. The Mefarshim ask here, why is it that there's no malkot on this avera? It's true that there are certain ways in which a person can afflict the orphan or the widow without doing an action, and we explained already that there is no malkot on an avera that doesn't involve an action. However, certain ways a person can violate the avera, there very much is an action, like the Rambam even mentioned, hitting, causing them to work hard, destroying their property. And the Rambam says elsewhere that a avera which can be violated with or without an action, if he does it with an action, he gets malkot. It's considered a lav sheish bo maaseh. So the Avodat HaMelech explains here that, and this seems to be what the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvot as well, that the Rambam means at the end that a person doesn't get malkot because an alternative punishment is mentioned in the Torah, namely that God himself will punish the offending party who causes pain to an orphan or to a widow. Brit karat lehem mish amar vayah olam shekol zman shein tzoakin mechamas hein na'anin shenamar ki im tzaok yitzak elai shemoa eshma tzakato. Just explaining that last line of God getting angry, that it's like God has a covenant with the orphans and the widows that whenever they cry out that they've been afflicted, they will be answered. God will always respond to the plea for help from an orphan or from a widow. B'men dvarim amurim bizman shina otam letzorchei atzman. A situation in which it's permitted to cause pain to an orphan or to a widow would be a situation where it's for their own good, like the Rebbe who's teaching an orphan Torah, or a teacher who's teaching an orphan some kind of trade, or teaching him, giving him Musar. So then, in order to put him on the proper path, in order to teach him properly, sometimes you have to speak to him harshly. And so that would be permitted, like it's permitted to speak that way to any other student. Nonetheless, it's appropriate, even in this situation, to be a little softer with the orphan and the widow than you would be with other people. And when we speak about an orphan, we even mean even someone who is orphaned from only one parent. Until what age is an orphan considered an orphan to be subject to this mitzvah? Until he does not need the help of any older person to rely upon, to teach him, to take care of him. At that point, once he's able to fully take care of himself, then he has the same din as everyone else and isn't included in this specific prohibition against causing pain to an orphan.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.